Hema Beis, second to last line. Amar Mar. Rabbi Yochanan said before, Halacha Hibben Nazir. Usually Amar Mar introduces the statement of a Tana, and we refer to the Tana as Mar, because he's the master. And a Mar, we use the Lashon of Gufa. It's not unheard of to have a different Nusach. Fine. So Rabbi Yochanan said, the Morris question before was that there's mechatzes mixed in. And so even the Moshe Stumim, how could it be Yiplid and Dava? Some of the money is supposed to go to Yama Melach. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, it's a Lacha Moshe Sinai Ben Nazir, which means that if you have other Kabbonis which have this issue of Dmei Chatzis Mura Behen, most of them were made with, and Dmei Chatzis Mura Behen, we don't say that Yiplun Adab, but we say that because of the money which is mixed in, which is going to Yama Melach, you can't use any of the money. That's what we say everywhere else. But by Nazir, we say, no problem. Yiplun Adab Aloch Moshe Misinai. We find other places where we have kabbonis, which we have money set aside for kabbonis, and the money set aside for money, set aside for kabbonis, which include the chatas. And the loch is you don't say your mother chanol yam melach. You say you pull in a double. It's a tlav dafka by nozer. Because we're telling you, Mashar Chaybi Kinen Shibatara. So, in a case where you have the Chaybi Kibbet of a Yoledis, which means a Chatas, let's say, for example, or Mitzaras, Shifrishu most the Kinayim. They were Mafrish money. What?
Male
Mitzar also. Male Mitzar or Mitzaras. Rotzel Havi Behen Chatas Behema, a Yavi, Erlis Behema Yavi. So the money can be used for the. You can use all the money for one korban if you want. You don't have to use the person sets aside money. So he could use all the money for one korban if he wants to, as opposed to using it for the pair of birds. Mace, the person died with the money set aside. We got the most stumin. The money which is sosum is yiplu in the doba. So that it's the same din that you take the money and use it for arlis ketam izbeach, yiplu in the doba. So, Frag, the Gemara Kasha, there's chatas money mixed into it, and chatas money, we said, the loch is that it's supposed to go to Yama Melach. Elamai, you said over here, is different because Elohim Moshe Sinai, you said the Elohim Moshe Sinai only applies by Nazir. And this is a case of not Nazir, and you're saying the same idea. So my answer is, Tadin Nazir, when we said, Rebirchon said, Elohim, he ben Nazir. Nazir didn't mean only. See why you over this little bit. Okay. It meant Nazir and other scenarios similar to Nazir, that the halacha is that you bring the schatas, etc. So then, okay, so then the question is, when Rabbi Yochanan stressed halacha, he ben Nazir. See, he meant Nazir and cases similar to Nazir. So what case of Dmei Chatas is not similar to Nazir, that the din is different? So Morris says, Lafuge Meho Netanya. What about the following scenario? Mishaya Mechuyev Chatas. The person did an Aveira, which is Chayev Chatas. And then Bomer Harayalai Oila, besides the Chi of Chatas, the person made a neder to bring a Chi of Oila. V'hifrish Mos, and then he set aside money. So now he has two karbonos. He's chayiv in the chatas because of the veira that he did, and he's chayiv in an oila because he made a netter to bring an oila. Now he takes money, he sets it aside, and he says, "This money which I'm putting aside is for my responsibilities." So the law is rotzul habi behen chatas behema. Lo yavi erlis behema. Lo yavi erlis behema. Lo yavi. So he can't use the money for chatos because some of the money is supposed to go for erlo. He can't bring an erlo because some of the money is supposed to go for chatos. Meis b'hayil mostumim yechol yamamelach. So the law is that the money has to go to yamamelach. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying that this halacha by Nazir, we say that the money is used for nedava, is a case of Nazir, or other cases where the Torah is machai of the person achatas and other kabbonis. So the Torah is machai of the person achatas and other kabbonis, and he puts aside money for that purpose. So there, the Lacha Moshe Sinai says, in the case of the person's mace, you give it to other's case of his bear. Person where the person generated his own chiyuv and generated this own money, which is now designated for both purposes. So in that situation, the halacha is the whole thing goes to Yam HaMelech. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to stress. And he says halacha ben Nazir, not to exclude other cases of karbanah similar to Nazir, which the Torah is mechayavit, but the case where the person generated his own chiyuv, and that's going to be different. You know, the Rosh is going to be Masber, Rosh and Tosis is going to be Masber. So what exactly is the logic behind the difference? Or what's the logic behind the difference? Let's see the Rosh. So the Rosh starts on Chafayim and Beis, Halachi Ibn Nazir, Kamar Amar Mar. So apparently the Rosh did not have the Girsa in the Gemara. We have the Girsa in the Gemara. We have the words Amar Mar in the Gemara. The Rosh didn't have it, so he sort of bothered that usually this type of statement starts out with it's a quote from a Mishnah or something. It's not a quote from a Mishnah, it's a quote from a Birchanan statement before, on a Manala. So he said, the Mor is quoting it like Amar Mar, like you know, we usually do in Shas, we quote that we've said before X, let's talk about it. The Mash Odafka ben Nazir he halacha. The Rebbe Yochanan's language sounds halacha he ben Nazir. Only by Nazir is this the halacha. I will be sharech you be kabbonis. But the other kabbonis, that's not the halacha. But furthermore, Kasha Batan, the Tanya, we learned in a brace, but sharech you be kinin shibatara. Other cases where a person is mechuyav to bring a set of birds as a katos and as an oila. Going zov v'zova, the man who's a zov, he is at the end of his process. He has to bring a set of birds. What is the katas? What is an oila? A woman who's a zova gadola, a yoledes, a mitzvah. So now he sets aside the money. So shefishu mosa kineim rotsu lahavi behen chatas behema. So the Rosh, the more is like the Bryce is funny. It starts talking about birds and all of a sudden talking about animals. So what's going on? So the Rosh, the more means like this. Lo mi boy yishim yirtza yavi b'chol hamos chatas oiv ha'olos oiv. So the shame oilos oifos hufreshu. He designated it for the purpose of bringing oifos. So obviously he can use the money for birds. And if he wants to use the money, he wants to buy a really very expensive bird. I mean, you have to bring you only take two of the birds, but within the birds, there's that type of bird, whether it's pigeons or doves. Tor or b'nei yerno, you want to bring a more expensive one, you could. So the Torah says, let's say by mitzera, there's a difference between a mitzera who is poor or rich. A poor mitzera brings two birds, and a rich mitzera brings two behemoths. So if he wants, if the person was hashir, and he set aside the money while he was impoverished to buy the birds, and then he came into money. So he wants to take the money we set aside and use it to buy one of the animals that he has to bring, so he can do that. Now, by Zov, the Torah does not differentiate between the Torah says bring birds, doesn't bring, says bring behemoths. So that's the kasha on the Rosh, but he gave me the example of Zov or Zov or Yoledis. Yoledis, you have a difference between the two, and by oh, Mitzvah, you have a difference in whether they're rich or poor. You don't have the difference by a Zava or a Zav. So if he wants to use all the money for the chaitos, he could do that, and he'll lay out the new money for the oil. But then the price continues and says, if the person died, so we have this money which is set aside for an Arla and a Chatas, and the Lachas Yipul Lunadava. So my answer is Tana Nazar Rehuadin the Chayber Kinim the Domule. When he said Rabbi Yerchan said Halach Ibn Nazar, meant Nazar in other scenarios with the Torah is Machayb Korban similarly. Shemachayav Chatas Arla Kamar Ibn Nazar. The person is Chayb Chatas and an Arla, like the Torah said by Nazar. It says it in other places as well. So now that Rabbi Yochanan said Halach Ibn Nozer, it doesn't mean Nozer specifically, it means anything similar. So what case is excluded? Obviously he's stressing Ibn Nozer as opposed to something else. Lafuke Hanatanya, Misha Mechayev Chatas Shomer Shomer Al Echad Mikol Chayev Krisus Shemriya Mal Shigosim Chatas. So he was over one of the favorites, which the Torah is Mechayev Chayev Chatas. So he's Chayev Chatas. Lomer Reilai Oilo. And then besides that, he undertook to bring an oilo. And then he said Hifresh Mos. This money should be for my responsibilities. So the money is for everything that he's chayiv. And he's chayiv the chatas because of the avera and the erla because he was Makai himself as an Arlo. But there's a Yirsa in the Hagel's Mitzvah quotes in for the Rosh. The Ikel Lista Puke. We're confused. It's a sophic Dilma Lachabis Khatas Kamer. He could have meant Lachabasi specifically to the Khatas. Or the Khabis Ala Kamar. Or the Shtayim Kamar. We don't know what he meant. Because the word Khabasi could mean that which the Torah is Mechayiv me. The word Chavasi can mean that which I undertook myself. The word Chavasi can mean everything that I'm Mechayiv right now. So, since it's different Chiyuvim, which he's referring to, as opposed to the case where the Chiyuv was a Chiyuv the Torah put upon him, Torah put upon him equally a Chathis and another. So he says it's for the Chavasi, or he says Stam. He means both of them. So I don't think it means one of them. But over here, since one chiyuv is a chiyuv which the Torah is mechayiv him, and one chiyuv is a chiyuv which he undertook himself, so I say, you were just said, I want to bring an oilo, and then it's okay, this is for that chiyuv. She met the oilo. not the chatas. Or I have a skier from the Torah for a chatas. He meant that. So what do you do with the money? See, if the money is for a chatas, you can't use it for an arlov. The money is for an arlov, you can't use it for a chatas. Hilchos ein yochel lahavi bekulon chatas will bekulon arlov. So you can't bring the whole thing for chatas or for arlov for sure. Not like we had before. Ela bechetzin chatas bechetzin arlov. The muravin heim dmei chatas dmei arlov.
Okay, so.
So now, so if he wants to bring use for the chatas. So what does he have to do? Yikar Mosakir. He has to get take bring other money besides. So referring back to the first money. So he set aside $1,000. So he takes another $1,000 and he puts it next to it. He says, listen, if this is the Mechatas, good. But if this money really is the Me'arlo, so I'm going to transfer the Kedusha, I mean, being part of the Kedusha from this money to that money. So now, so then I can use the first money for Katas and the second money I use for the Arlo. If opposite, he wants to use the money for Arlo. Yasekach will do the same thing. So he does the same thing. He says, if this money was really the money that was designated for the Arlo, good, I'm going to use it for an Arlo. And if not, I mean, Mechalo, the Kedusha, this money, onto this money, I'll use that money for the Chatos, and this money I'll use, now it's cool, and I can buy another with it. So you bring two behemoths. So you say as much as there's money which is chiyuv chatas here, I'm using that for onto this animal, and the me'arlo on that animal. Over there, the Chiyuv Chatas and the Chiyuv Oila are parallel. You set aside the money for the purpose of taking care of this Chiyuv, so you're taking care of the Chiyuv. You might be using all the money for one or for the other. That's all included in the original designation. Maze. Now, so Rosh says, the phrase is funny. When we have the money here, we're discussing the case of the money. We discussed what he did to it. And he's saying, if the money was stumim, it's like a new case. So Rosh says, doesn't mean karma, but he niach mos elu stumim. He never clarified originally what he meant it for, and therefore the money is money which is tam, it's not been designated, and now he died. That you say Ipul Nadava was the case, was going to refer to the case of the Torah's Machayev, a person to bring a Chatas and an Oila, and he set aside money for the Chatas and the Oila, and now he died. Instead of taking the money to Yamamelach, the Loch is Ipul Nadava. That's the Loch of Moshe Messinai. That was said in the case of the Torah's Machayev. Okay. Benatam Pirish, Benatam says a different shot in the Gemara. So according to this shot, the first shot is saying, so Birkan and the Brisa are agreeing. Birkan is talking about halacha. The halacha is in Chiyuvi HaTara. The case of the Torah is Mekayim, a person, a chathas, and another behemoth. Oilo, but case of, no, there's also Shlomim, right, but the other Kribonis besides. There's Lachim Moshe Sinai, the person died with the money, which is awesome. You put it to the case of his bath. In the case of the person made his own chiyuvim, that's a whole different thing. The halacha is you put it Yama Melech. So the Tana agrees to Berchon, and Berchon agrees to the Tana. The Ben Otam has him shot in the Gemara. So the Berchon is a halacha, the way Berchon learns the halacha is by Nazir and by everything else similarly, and also by the case of a person would generate his own chiyuv. And the Brice would discuss the case of own chiyuv, it would also apply to a case where the Torah is Mekhayev him. And the Berchon and the Brice are arguing. So, Lafuke Hodatanya, the Ben Otam Berchon, Lafuke so Rabbi Yochanan is explaining the pshat in our Mishnah, and Lafuki Haitana is going back not on Rabbi Yochanan, is going back on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is coming Lafuki the Tana, which disagrees with this halacha, and he says that it's Yechol Yamamela, and the Tana of our Mishnah would hold even the case of the Braisa, the halacha is Yiplun Adam. The Tana of the Braisa would hold even the case of the Mishnah, Yechol Yam HaMelech. So Fuki is not going back on Rabbi Yochanan, really, he's going back on the Tana of the Mishnah. Okay. Okay. It's interesting just that
you bring in the door, right? You might have thought you should just let them die. Right? I'm not usual.
Taisel Fugim Haitana, Taisel doesn't bring the Ben Otam's version. He only brings the first version the Rosh says. The Rosh is one that told us the Ben Otam has a different version of the Gemara. Okay. Amar Rashi, back in the Gemara. So the Mishnah is differentiated between the case of Mos Mefurashim and Mos Stumim. So it's not what we discussed in the case of Mos Stumim. So Dr. Rashi, let's clarify what the definition of Mefurashim. So the most obvious case is he said this is for the Chatas, this is for the Oila, this is for the Shlomim. Nazir brings three Karbonos. So he designated what each one's for. And now he dies. So we say the money which is for the Chatas goes to Yamamelach, etc. Other Martin Mefurashin Loi, that you don't say Yiplun Adov in a case of Mefurashin, and you rather go to Yamamelach. Loi Tema, don't say it's limited to a case where he says Elo Lachatasi, Elo Lossi, Elo Lashlomi. Ela Filu. Omar Elo Lechatosi Ulosi Ulushlomi Mefurashin Hain. So if he took money and he made three piles and says, this is for the Chatas, this is for the Elos and for the Shlomim, okay, that's clear. This is for the Chatas. He puts one pile of money and says, this money is for my Chatas, my Elo, and my Shlomim. That which he said before he pulled it up is the case the money is sasu. Once the money has been expressed explicitly that it's for some of the money is for the Chatas without designating which money, so then that's called for Russian.
If he divided it, he didn't label it. I mean, he didn't, you know what I mean? He's got three, these are for three. Does he have to say this is for that, this is for that, this is for that?
If he divided, he didn't say make any declaration yet, that would have a din of stumim still. Because right now, nothing's been designated.
People do have a tendency to divide stuff, not necessarily label it.
Yeah, okay. So if a person would do that, that would have a din of sauce. But then that's clear, obviously, but if he did, he divided it and he designated it, that's l'chatosi. But the chiddush over here is, he didn't divide anything, it's one pile still. And he's saying, but this money, he says, is for my chatos, my erla, my shlama. Now, obviously that's what it's for. So the case of Sosim is the same, the Khar is the same thing, but the halacha Moshesini doesn't apply anymore. So you can't be Yiplin Adol, because since he said explicitly that some of this money is for the Chatas, I don't know which one. So that goes back to the question of the Gemara. There's the Mechatas Murban, and you can't use it for a Korban, you have to be Yechel Yem HaMelech. Now, when Rav Ashi said Loi Tema, don't say the case of Mishnah is X, the case of Mishnah is even Y, that's not really 100% correct, because the Mishnah said that the money for the oil, the Mishnah says that the money for, the case of Russia, the money for the Chathas goes Yom Elah, the money for oil, the Mishnah says you do use it. The money for the oil, you bring an oil. The money for the shlamim, you bring a shlamim, and it's nakol yom echad. So the case of Mishnah has to be a case of three separate piles. The Mishnah says money which is for Roshim, so the money for the Chatas you put to the Yom HaMelech, the money for the Oilah you bring for an Oilah, the money for the Shlamim you bring for a Shlamim which is eaten for one day, etc. So the case of Mishnah has to be with three separate piles, and there's a designation of each one, a distinct designation of each one. This is for Chatas, this is for Oilah, this is for Shlamim. That's the case of the Mishnah. Rav Ashi is saying Loi Tema, he doesn't mean don't say that the case of the Mishnah was X, it was Y. I mean, don't think that the halach of the Mishnah, that the din of Yechel HaMelech, is limited to the case of three separate piles. That halach is even it's one pile, but it's one pile. The rest of it is not true, but the halach of Yechel HaMelech is true. So if he says these three are l'chavasi, the pile, this pile is l'chavasi, that's called stumim. But if he says explicitly what the chiyuv is, that's called the gabi. This halach is called mefarashim, and therefore it has to be all of it has to go to the yamim halach. And that was part of the halach. The Rashi's name of the halach of Moshe Sinai was given over specifically if there's been no declaration for chatas purposes. Okay, Vika Damri. Second version. That Omer Ravashi, Loi Tema Ad Omer Elu Lechatosi Ula Losi Ula Shlomi Ela Filo Omer Elu Lechavosi Rehen Mefurash Tima Furash. So it's one pile. He's not even expressed specifically that there's a chatas here. He said this money is for my chiv. So if he said this without making any declaration, that's the case of stumim. And the Mishnah says the Loch Moshe Sinai says Yiplun Adab. But once he's said that these are for my chiv, and we know the chiv includes a chatas, so he's declared it for a chatas, then the whole thing has to go to the Yom HaMelech.
The whole thing.
Well, that was Rashi's point in the first version also. That once you say that in Rashi's first version is one pile that says, listen, I'm going to use this money for my chatas, my erla, my shlomo. So the whole thing goes to the HaMelech. Because since the mechatas is more behen, you can't use any of the money. Because the money for chatas has to go to the HaMelech. You can't use it for kabbonis. I don't know which money is which. So the money's for all of them. So the whole thing goes to the HaMelech. So the first version said it's only if you express explicitly the word chatas. The second version of Ravashi says even if you say elul chavasi, that's a din. Okay, Dr. Rosh, Amarov is a new din. The may so you the most no no yechol em melach no elomer af elomer el chadasi ulalosi l'shamim ufrashenim. It's the first version of Rav Ashi. So once he's mentioned the word chadas, it's called mefurish. Kiman the hisker shame korban. Since he's mentioned the name of the korban, so then the whole thing has to go to Yamela. The gemiri stumim yiplos nadava elab stumim legamri. So the only case where the luck is stumim yiplos nadava, according to the first version of Rashi, is when there's sasum, for example, going dumber elu lechavosi or the korban aside. So he says that lashon. So the elor, these monies from the chavosai or the korban aside. So that, then Allah is yiplo nadava. But if he says elu lechatosi, lelosi, leshlami, not. And the second version says alfil amar elu lechayvosi mifurashim hem. So now, so what's the case where it's not? What's the case? It's also. So you put aside without saying anything. Okay. So the Rosh, no. Well, I make you stumim elu beelu lekarbon aside. So even if you say el the korban asai, that means for all the korbanos, that's also called sasu. But I will, if he says lechayvasai lechayvasi, yesh b'mash v'loshin chatas. So the word chayv conjures up in our minds the din chatas. Why? Because as opposed to an oila or a shlomi, which a person can bring as a neder or a nadava, a chatas can only be brought through the vehicle of chiyuv. So the word chiyuv is yesh b'mash loshen chatas dena ba kiim chayva. So again, this is true in both versions of Rav Ashi. Once the chatas has been expressed, even though you have not designated the money, so the whole thing has to be yamamelo. Loi Gemiri, there's no lacha moshe tzidik kamer rava. In love they lechatz veideim rein mefurashim. That's a new piece.
No,
I'm telling you it is. Amar Rava, Zatik Amara. How the Marta most to me miplo nadava. So that which you say most to me miplo nadava. Im nafa mechatas mi beneim. If the person has taken out the mechatas from the picture, so he made two piles. So this is for the chatas, and this is for everything else. So that's the chatas. The chatas part is out, but everything else is now is sasim. No. So and what do you do in case of sasim? You put it to perketim isbeach. No, harayim can move for rashim. That gets rid of, like, it's mefurish for the oil and for the shlomim, and you're therefore you have to be makrib an oil and a shlomim with it. In that case, and not an oilless case of mizbeach. Tanya kibosid the rava. First is the elo lechatosi vashar leshar nizirai soy. So this is for the chatas, and this money is for everything else. And the person dies, so the mechatas yechol yamamelach. So the mechatas goes yamamelach. Vashar yavi bechetziv la'ilah bechetziv l'shlamim. So the rest of the money is used for an oil and a shlomim. Different than the din of the Mishnah, that we say money which is not designated, we use for oil ketzim mizbeach. That halacha was only said when all of the money is sasu. But if some of the money, the chatas money has been removed out of the picture, so then the other money is used for an oil and a shlomim. Now the brisa continues. So that's Rabbi's din, and that the brisa supports very clearly supports Rabbi's din. Now the brisa continues and says, "Umarlin bekulon." So the law is that Shlomim is not in Mila and Shlomim, because one of the Tanoim of Mila is Kachi Hashem, money which is designated, put aside, not money, Hektish, which is put aside just exclusively for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since the Shlomim is belongs to the Baalim, the Baalim gets to eat it, etc., it's not called Kachi Hashem. The only scenario of Mila by Shlomim is after you shech the korban, so the emurim are the parts which go on the mizbeach. So the emurim of the Shlomim, there's din of Mila on them because they're kachi Hashem. But the korban Shlomim, when it's still alive, there's no din of Mila. Now this money is set aside to be for Erla and for Shlomim. Which money is the Erla money, which one is the Shlomim money? So you take some of the money and use it. It can't be din of Mila, because maybe what the person took was the moil, took the shlomim money. There's no din of mila on shlomim. So if he uses all the money, he's clearly used all the money, and therefore there's a din of mila. So if a person misappropriates the money of this money for his own personal use, that's mila, taking money of hektish for personal use. If he takes all of the money, he's chayv mila. If he only takes part of the money, he's not chayv a din of mila, because maybe he took the shlomim money. Now the price is this a little lossy. Let's say the different scenario, he set aside money for the oil up and the remaining money for my other chiyuvim, which means the shlomim and the chatos, and now the person dies, so to my oil up yivio oil up. So the money is set aside for an oil, you bring an oil. Not all this case means bayah. All this case means bayah belongs to the tzibur. It becomes the tzibur uses it as needed to make the mizbeach be mahuder with kribonis. Here it's money set aside for an individual, set aside money for an oil. You bring that oil as that individual's money. So you bring an oil. And there's a din of mila because it's money for an oil. There's a din of mila. The hashar, the remaining money, which has the mechatas mixed into it, but it's sosum, it had not been designated what's for what. So yiplunadavah, that's a loch, Moshe Sinai, that if you have the mechatas mixed into the mix, and it's sosum, and the person dies, you use it for oil, this gets a mizbeach. And again, so there's money of shlomim mixed in there, in over there. So there's going to be only me'ila of a person would misappropriate all of the money, all of that money for himself. So he's clearly taking Chata's money, which is a din of me'ila. But if he took only part of it, maybe he took the Shlomi money, and there's no din of me'ila. So that supports this price, that supports Rav's din. Okay, Zog the Rush. So the Rosh ended off in the last piece, last thing that he wrote, that even if he says Elul Chavosi, since there's some designation for Chatas, it's no good, because the Lacha Moshe Sinai is only said when the Mechatas is mixed in and not designated out. Like Rabbi said, in the case where the money is designated out, it's Siddur Kihim of Rosh. In love the Mechatas by Neyim, Garn Shomer Elul Chatosi. Okay. So Rabbi said, if the Mechatas is fallen out, what does it mean it's fallen out? It doesn't mean he actually physically removed it out. It just means he said, this money is for the Chatas, and he designated that part of that money for the Chatas. So now that's the Mechatas is taken out of the mix, and the law is the remaining money is kimifurashim, that it's for an oil and for a shlomim. Now the Brisa says Elul Chatosi B'Shar L'Shanah Zirusai, the rest of the money is for everything else. And then a person dies. So the cases that he died. Actually, this brisa, which is supporting Rav, is found in the Tosefta. You look at the gears in the Tosefta, it actually says the word mace. Because otherwise, the brisa, I mean, you have to explain what it means, but it's a little funny that the brisa left out at that point. So the Rosh Linear had loved after the Kulin of the Beruben. The truth is, you know, the person uses the majority of the money. Obviously, some of the money is ready. Some of the money is not the Shlomo money anymore. So that's, the meal is a pruta. So if I can get to a point where I feel confident that at least some of that money was not Shlomo money, some of the money was other money, or in some case it was Chatas money, that's good enough for meal. So if he has $90,000, I don't know what the Ruben means exactly. You know, means 500 or one, but if he takes $800 worth, we have to assume some of the money was ready was not Shlomo money. Okay. Now, in the second scenario, where he said these are the lossy, and the rest is for the shadows he was signed, he died. So then the loch is yiplu nadava, which are yiplu nadava. The mechad is murabban, ban, and that's again that's Rabbah's, and that's the point Rabbah said that once you have the mechad is murabban, so we deal with it as yiplu nadava. If there's no the mechad is murabban, even though it's a sosum, so then we bring half and half. Umar alim bekulon mishum demechatas. There's no meila b'miksosin. Then meila b'demei shlomim, because there's no din meila on the money set aside for a shlomim. Just like there's no din meila on a shlomim, as long as it's alive, there's no din meila on a shlomim. Okay.